New Jersey's gambling regulator wants casinos to give up more user data. The New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement, DGE, is proposing updates to its regulations, which include enhanced reporting requirements for gambling operators involved in activities beyond New Jersey. The regulator wants to know what operators are doing outside New Jersey. The new rules would require operators to provide detailed information on regulated gaming operations in other jurisdictions, adding to the existing requirement to report in regulated gambling activities. Public feedback on these proposals was recently gathered during a comment period and will now be used to formulate any policies. The updates reflect the state's gaming industry expansion, which now includes sports betting at racetracks. A key addition to the regulations introduces the term foreign gaming, defined as any gambling conducted outside New Jersey in other U.S. states, tribal territories, or international jurisdictions. Operators would need to notify the DGE within 7 days when they begin or end foreign gaming operations. Additionally, they must report receiving subpoenas from external authorities on the same timeline. The rules also specify that criminal grand jury subpoenas received by licensed casinos or racetracks must be disclosed to the DGE promptly. As it stands, the proposed changes are focused on increasing oversight of operators' activities outside New Jersey. While the primary intent of these changes is to enhance the state's regulatory structure, the public comment period demonstrated the continued interest of advocacy groups in advancing additional workplace protections for casino employees. Smoking ban still on the table. While these changes primarily focus on improving transparency and oversight of gambling operators' activities, the public comment period attracted input from advocacy groups focused on other issues. Casino Employees Against Smoking Effects, CEASE, an organization representing casino workers and Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights, ANR, used the opportunity to advocate for banning smoking in Atlantic City casinos. Though unrelated to the proposed regulatory changes, the groups urged the DGE to incorporate smoke-free policies into licensing requirements for casinos. ANR leadership argued that requiring smoke-free environments in casinos would protect workers from exposure to harmful secondhand smoke, eliminating the need to choose between their health and their jobs. They also suggested that patrons would appreciate smoke-free facilities, enhancing their overall experience. CEASE co-founders, who work as table games dealers, echoed these concerns, calling on the DGE to address worker safety in its regulatory framework. However, the current proposed rules do not include any provisions related to smoking policies, and the DGE has not indicated any plans to consider such measures.